Well, last weekend was the 50th anniversary of the start of Doctor Who.
It was.
And being suitable fans, we decided to go and see it on the big screen.
Just to comment on that, it was in 3D, and the bit I loved was being a fan again, seeing a movie with fans.
Yes,
you
that's
see.
True.
It's been a long time since I've done that, and it's just so nice to go into a cinema with just other fans to watch something for us, and there was a sense of that I really liked.
There was, that's true.
I haven't done that for very long.
They had a couple of extra bits at the start of the film, which were quite fun.
They did.
We had a lesson in movie etiquette from Santarin.
I like that.
I found it patronising, but that's okay.
I think they should have it before every film.
I found it amusing having Strax told. But the corn bit was good.
I did like having Strax.
The whole bit about, you know, liking the human thing about exploding these corn creatures and then eating them and hearing them shriek.
Okay. Yes. That was a particularly nice pun.
And then there was a two-hander by the most recent two Doctors, played by Matt Smith and David Tennant, as they introduce us to the idea of stereo glasses and how they work.
And make fun of Matt Smith's chin. That's always fun.
Yes.
So perhaps talk about 15 minutes too long. That's okay.
But the two obviously enjoy playing off each other, and that's evident when you get to the special
itself. And it was nice that we paid an exorbitant amount of money to go to the cinema to have something a little extra than what you would have seen on the telly. Mm. So that was fun.
Now, I was a little hesitant about this because I thought I expected this to be quite a dark special, given it's set at the time of the Hurt Doctor, when he decides to commit genocide on the Time Lords and the Daleks.
Yeah.
So I thought it's going to be a bit grim, but it's a part that hasn't been told yet. And at some stage we thought they'd never tell the story, so it'd be interesting to watch.
Hmm. I didn't really have any expectations because, as Adam and I have been relatively vocal about disliking Matt Smith, I didn't actually think that he could do anything terribly serious. But I have to apologise slightly about my Matt Smithism, because I did finally watch all the rest of season 6 and 7 while I was away, and found that having had 18 months away from him, it was okay. I actually quite enjoyed a lot of it. So
that's still my issue, but okay. But we'll come back to
that. Okay, we'll go with that. So I didn't know whether he could do something serious enough, but he was quite dark in the last half of season 7, so
The surprising thing about the special, it was much lighter in tone.
That was what I found disappointing. Mm. I wanted a darker episode. I know I'm biased. I like Hartnell. I like the grumpy old man doctor and the serious episodes and all of that. And I love the humour, but I like it when they return to something solid. Again, one of everyone's favourites is the first Angel one.
Yeah,
Blink. Mm. And again, it had that really dark undertone to it, along with some nice humour and the wiggly, wiggly time stuff and all the rest of it. But it was dark. And I missed that in this one. It had moments of darkness, but it was just, I found it too light.
At core of it, there's quite a dark decision being made by the Hurt Doctor. That he's got the ultimate weapon, and he's trying to decide whether he should wipe out these two races to protect the universe.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty grim decision, particularly when he starts questioning how many children, because they start showing children on Gallifrey.
Yeah, see, the,
how many children would be
there? Was promise in that, and that's the part which I like the most.
Mm.
Now, I did have issue with, given the hints they'd given about how the horrible things that had turned up during the Time War, the whole you know, families running around being shot by Daleks just didn't seem dark enough.
Just as an aside there, I still don't understand how the Daleks were doing so effectively against the Time Lords with their immense, incredible technology now just shooting them from spaceships. But
one assumes the Daleks had invented or discovered or stolen some of
the Daleks
weapons.
Are consistently stopped by one single Time Lord on his way through. I am surprised that they were effective enough to cause such a massive war that the Time Lords couldn't find a way to end it. But anyway, that's an aside. Yeah. It's just been bothering me.
Is an absolute stroke of genius on Moffat's part was the invention of the ultimate weapon called the Moment. But it's a weapon with a conscience, and the conscience was personified by Billy Piper. The logic being that the weapon had searched through the Doctor's memory and pulled out this image from his memory that would influence him.
Yeah. And Billy Piper is Bad Wolf.
Yes,
there are two nice points. So I do agree with you. I like that. I like the idea of the weapon. I didn't like the idea of Billy Piper, but I like the idea
but
of
she,
Billy
Piper.
She was actually showed her acting chops by coming up and playing well against John Hurt.
It's just personal bias. I mean, if there's other companions that I would have thought in the history of a Doctor that meant more than Billy Piper, or I would have gone with the TARDIS.
But the other really, really obvious choice died.
Yes, so, and that's, you know, that does limit Elizabeth their possibility. Slayton, so, but I would have gone with a TARDIS from the episode where the TARDIS became personified. That just feels right to
me. True, and I understand why you would think that, but given fanishness...
Yeah, that's fine. I know it was fan service, and it wasn't unbearable fan service.
No. So. Yes, and I must say, the interaction between John Hurt and the other two doctors was delightful.
It was, actually.
He wasn't impressed by the youth in the clan.
I thought, he was brilliant. I really liked John Hurt in that role.
He was really good.
Why can't we have a season of John Hurt?
I don't know,
at least
John
four
Hurt,
seasons of John Hurt or something.
Well, I understand it's not going to happen.
Gee, that would be good. He was a believable, solid doctor.
He was,
And there were lots of good bits in it, including the Brigadier's daughter.
Yes.
Who's now head of unit and takes no prisoners.
Sort of.
The interaction between the two doctors and the newest companion, Clara, actually has some lovely little moments with John Hurt.
She does.
Because she's the first to realise that he hasn't made the decision yet to wipe out both races. Whereas the other doctors have both assumed he's already made that decision, he's already done it.
Well,
but it's early in his timeline.
They remember, so yes. Mm.
So
they're playing with time again, doing
indeed things
that theoretically they're not supposed to be able to do.
Although you would have thought they'd remember that he regenerates immediately after making his decision.
Again.
In which case there wouldn't have been a chance for him to be there post-decision.
Anyway, sorry,
no point finding holes like that. It's not a big deal.
They're completely messing with their own personal timeline, so, you know.
But just before we go any further, I just want to comment on how happy I am to see yet again that the Doctor can change his own timeline. Because yet again, that means he chose not to save Adric.
Good point.
Every time I see him do something which says he could have saved Adric but chose not to, I am happy yet again.
Yeah. And what I like about this episode is that Moffat has very cleverly structured it. The problem they solve in the first half, where they're locked in a room in the Tower of London, well, actually not locked in, because it turns out the door was open all the time, but none of them bothered to try it. And the solution they come to open the door is then used in the latter half of the show to solve the bigger problem.
It did owe a lot to Bill and Ted's.
Yes, it's true. It was very Bill and Ted-ish.
It was very Bill and Ted-ish, but you actually saw the things happening in front of your eyes.
Yes.
Which is very nicely done. And it was fair play. I mean, it logically made sense in terms of the time.
I love it. This was my favourite part of Bill and Ted's. I loved the way that the whole way through Bill and Ted's, they do, especially in Bogus Journey, they'd go with an ongoing joke, remember the garbage can, and then it would drop down over top. Remember, afterwards, we'll go into the house, we'll grab the keys, we'll put them under this bin, and if that's the case, they should be here now. They are.
Yeah.
Don't forget to do it later. I don't. I always thought that was the best bit, and seeing that in Doctor Who actually was really, really satisfying because it's such a great use of time travel, but it works.
Yes. And of course, they also made use of the out you get. You remember the series about Cage Baker and Dr. Seuss I talked about a few weeks back. The big out there is, of course, recorded history might be a lie.
Ah, yes.
So they're true to recorded history, but it may not have been recorded correctly.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So, and there were lots of lovely little items for the fans as well. You didn't have to know all your fan history, all your fanishness to enjoy them all. And they didn't interfere with the story that much. There were little things on the side. Mm. And if you're watching, you discover
it. Like it.
Yes.
Yes, those were cute.
I thought there was a bit much of that, but otherwise I agree with you.
Yeah.
I just got a bit tired of fan service.
Well, it could have been an absolute disaster if some of the previous anniversary specials had been.
Yes,
this one told a good story. It resolved a major problem with the Doctor.
I agree. I should have looked. In terms of anniversary specials, this was good.
Yes.
What I hoped for was another go in the fireplace or another blink.
True.
But in terms of anniversary special, this is really a step forward.
Yeah, and the other thing to watch out for is Mark Gatiss's Adventures in Time and Space, which is the early history of the first.
There were a lot of specials that they did.
Doctor Who.
Prior to this, so
they're all available on iView, so you can download them and have a look at them.
Mm.
And it's well worth seeing.
Yep. Absolutely.